Last May and June, four emails were distributed to DFL delegates and activists describing Michael Cerisi as too moderate, saying he'd contributed little funding to the DFL party and that his law firm represented big business polluters, among other things. The emails were signed by one Katie Stevens, but electronic signatures contained the names of Rod Graham's campaign staffers. Cerisi filed a complaint with the Anoka County Attorney's Office claiming whoever sent the emails violated a state law requiring campaign literature to state who sent it. The affidavit released Thursday says Katie Stevens' email account was used at a Kinko's in Coon Rapids and at the home of Graham's political advisor, Christine Gunness. The Anoka County attorney says the case is still under investigation. Cerisi's campaign manager, Bob DeShane, says the findings are serious.
If these facts turn out to be true, and she was actually the person involved in sending these emails out, then she was pretending to be a Democratic activist and trying to influence the DFL party's endorsement process. That is a dirty trick.
The Anoka County Attorney's Office used the affidavit to obtain a search warrant and removed computers and computer disks from Gunness's home last week. The county attorney hasn't filed any charges, but the findings contained in the affidavit point to a stronger connection between Graham's staff and the email than was previously known.
Reading this affidavit, this is much more severe. This is pretty specific.
Robert Stevens is the computer-savvy head of the technology troubleshooting company, the Geek Squad. He says he initially dismissed Cerisi's allegations against the Graham's campaign and assumed someone had inserted the names of Graham's staffers in the emails in some sort of political prank. Stevens says it's not difficult to fake an email address, but linking that email account to Gunness's physical address makes the case much stronger. If the campaign staffers did create the anti-Cerisi emails, Stevens says they also showed a certain naivete in leaving behind so many electronic footprints.
Whoever gets caught, it's equivalent to robbing a bank and writing the note on a Target receipt with your name on the other side.
Questioned about the case this weekend, Graham's issued his most emphatic denial to date, saying his campaign was not responsible. The campaign put out a brief statement Thursday calling the investigation politically motivated by Cerisi and saying that the information about him in the emails was, quote, truthful. Gunness's attorney, Doug Kelly, also suggests law enforcement officials overreacted by carrying out a search warrant for an alleged crime that at most carries a gross misdemeanor penalty. Kelly says he hasn't yet seen the affidavit, but he believes Gunness will be cleared.
The way it has been described to me so far doesn't cause me to change my opinion of the case, and that is I believe when the dust settles on this case that my client will be found to have done nothing wrong.
However, heading into the general election, Graham's could also face political fallout if his campaign were found committing what Cerisi's campaign manager calls Nixonian dirty tricks. But Cerisi may not turn out to be Graham's most potent rival. Recent polls show another DFL candidate, Mark Dayton, with higher name recognition and support. Gustavus Adolphus political science professor Chris Gilbert says the latest revelation can't be helpful for the incumbent.
If the first burst of Graham's censored news in this campaign turns out to be some shady emails for no apparent good reason, that's not really good for his campaign. So it does surprise me. I didn't think that that these emails could be tied back to anyone associated with Graham's, and I suspected that no one associated with Graham's had actually done the deed. So it's interesting news to hear that connection is starting to be made in the eyes of law enforcement.
The Anoka County Attorney's Office has not given a timeline for resolving the case. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.